Welcome to the Three Creeks Church Podcast. We're a church in Gahanna, Ohio that exists to help people find and follow God. We hope this message encourages you, challenges you, and helps you discover how much God really loves you.
Happy Sunday. Welcome to Goshen Lane Elementary School. I'm back. Not allowed to go anywhere, really, though, because if you see this thing, facilities closed, no trespassing. I'm going to stay on this side of that sign. Welcome to Three Creeks Church Online. It's May 31st, and everything's opening up, it feels like, right? Like, restaurants are opening up, parks are opening up, and a lot of questions out there. When is church going to open up? Donald Trump comes on the news and says that churches are essential. What does that even mean? And does it change anything for us? I mean, we've been praying about this. It is a difficult decision. There's not a textbook that I could read on how to lead a church through a pandemic. I don't even know that that exists. If it does, let me know. I'll try to find it. But this has been difficult for our leadership team for two reasons. The first is that there's so much information and there's so much conflicting information, and the information changes every single day. So the minute that we decide, like, here's what we're going to do, something happens in the next hour that changes it again. So we have this, like, running document on our desktop, like, summer 2020 plan, and it feels like I go and change it every single day because there's just always new information. The second reason why this is difficult for a leadership team is because a lot of you have different opinions on what we should do. Some of you think that it would be an incredibly irresponsible health risk to open up church and have church services. Other of you, do you guys think it's a hoax and that it's all blown out of proportion and open up the doors, get over it? Some of you go, I don't even know anybody who has the coronavirus. I don't even know of a person personally. And then others of you literally have family members who have it right now. And so there's just a wide spectrum there. Some of you are going, man, no fear, Joshua 1:9, fear not, and get over it, open up church, vote Trump. I mean, some of you guys just feel that way. And then others of you are going, man, you look at Philippians chapter 2, the attitude of Christ was not to think about ourselves. It was to think about other people first. We think about people who are significantly at risk of this disease. And you go, let's just, even though we know that young people probably aren't going to die, the statistics say that, you know, it's super low, whatever, you know, we're living in a way that we're serving somebody else. So all that to say, listen, there's just a lot of information. Who knows really who's right? I mean, for us to be so confident in what we believe, it's almost ignorant to be confident because there's just so much newness to this. All that to say, here's what I want to do. I want to lay out the plan for Three Creeks Church this summer. We have prayed about this. We've had so many meetings about this. I have personally gone to dozens of other pastors and said, hey, like, what are you doing? How are you making your decision? And honestly, I'm actually very excited. I recently have been, at first I was kind of disappointed because I just love what we were doing. It just felt like we had some momentum and people's lives were being changed, and then everything changed and I was discouraged. But now I am very, very excited, and so I'm going to share that with you over the next 10 or 15 minutes. Listen, if you know somebody who is camping right now, on a lake right now, and they may or may not listen to this one, you got to share it with them or tell them to listen to this one, because this is the game plan for this summer. If you're tuning into Three Creeks for the first time, you're just checking things out, somebody shared this with you, you just got to know this is a little different than what we typically do. It's kind of a message, kind of an update, kind of both combined, but I think it'll be helpful. I think it'll be, after 15 minutes here, I think you'll go, okay, that's the plan, like, that's what we're doing, and let's do it. So here's what we're doing. next week, June 7th, we are going to start a brand new series called Chasing Wisdom. And we're going to do 10 more weeks of online church. But before you tune me out, I just want you to know that we're going to tweak it a little bit, because I'm just going to be honest with you, I'm totally over it. I have an enormous amount of screen fatigue. I don't want to Zoom call you. I am so tired. And frankly, I don't really want to wake up on Sunday and watch YouTube at 10 o'clock when it's 85 degrees outside and sunny. Like, I want to be outside with my kids, and I want to be going on a walk, and I want to go to the pool, and those kinds of things. So we're going to tweak online church so that I think it'll just fit really well into your week. We're going to kind of give it to you in bite-sized portions, where if you want, you are totally free to kind of watch all of it back to back to back on a Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. If that's your family's rhythm, then do that. But we also want to do it so that if you're driving to work, or if you're mowing the lawn, or if you're going on a run, that you'll be able to be fed by the Word of God all summer long. I'm telling you, I'm excited, and I'm not going to make you sit in front of your TV every single Sunday morning like we have been, because I'm over it, and I know that you are too. So here's what we're doing. It's called Chasing Wisdom. And before I tell you about Chasing Wisdom specifically, let me remind you what we decided 3 years ago when we were launching our church. What we decided 3 years ago when we were launching our church was that our church was going to have four core values. And in deciding what our core values were going to be, we did not read a book. We did not ask other churches. We did not go to a conference. We did not take our cues from other people. We went to the Bible and we said, God, what do you want your church to look like? What do you want Three Creeks to look like? And so our attempt in being a biblical, gospel-centered church looks like this. We have four values. The first is truth. The second is gather. The third is serve. And the fourth is love. And what I want to do is I want to take 2 or 3 minutes and explain how we are going to do each one of those, this summer, even though we can't be here all together in a hot gym. Those of you that were there last summer, you know it was a stale 105 in there. We had that fan going, but you know, it was a little toasty. Let me just take a few minutes and tell you how we are going to live out the four core values of our church, maybe better than ever. The first one is truth. We believe that the Bible is true and we live our lives by it. Our series that starts next summer is called Chasing Wisdom. It's about how to pursue a life that we will call well-lived. We're going to be in the book of Proverbs. We're going to talk about the wisdom that God gives us in Proverbs. And every single week, the message is going to be kind of split into two. There's going to be a 15-minute message from me or somebody on our team talking about Proverbs and wisdom. And then there's also going to be an accompanying interview podcast style with somebody who has followed God a lot longer than I have. We're going to glean wisdom from older people. And I am so excited about it. 2 Thessalonians says that it is the Word of God that is at work in the hearts of people. And so jokes, illustrations, man, they can be helpful. They can kind of keep your attention. But at the end of the day, it is the Word of God. It is the Bible that is at work in the hearts of people. And just because we can't meet here all together, that does not mean that spiritual growth stops. That does not mean that you don't take your next step. I'm going to challenge you with one thing in the area of truth. It is this. I want you to go buy a journal. I want you to get a journal. For those of you that are hipsters, you need to get a Moleskine, all right? You need to get a journal. And if you're one of those people like me who goes, I don't journal, you need a journal more than anybody, because we're going to slow down and we're going to take inventory of what God is teaching us through Chasing Wisdom, through the book of Proverbs. I'm telling you, I'm not showing you all my cards. Tune in next week. There's going to be kind of an intro message to the whole series. It is going to be awesome. Come on. June 7th, it starts next week. You're going to love it. Okay. Number two, gather. We can't all gather here. It's not the time for all of us to be crammed in a gym like sardines. It's just not. That does not mean that we don't need each other. I don't know if I'm depressed. That puts depression, what is the word? What's the word? I don't know. Depression is a real thing, and I'm currently not struggling with it. Although I will tell you that I feel hints of just kind of just, just depression because I miss people. We grow best when we're in groups. We grow best when we're together. I love coming here on Sunday morning, getting in those sheds at 6 o'clock in the morning and rolling carts into this door. I love doing it with people. I don't want to do it by myself. I love being with people. So we're going to try. We're not sure how what it all looks like. As the summer goes on, there will be more information that comes out. But listen, we're going to try to create ways for us to be together. So I know Three Creeks kids, they're going to have these play dates. If you feel safe, jump in on it. They're going to bring bubbles and sidewalk chalk, and it's going to be awesome, and your kids are going to love it. To try that. Number two, I know of some groups, some community groups, that are going to watch church together. Maybe not every week, but maybe two or three times a month. They're going to get together on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock in a smaller group, and they're going to watch church together, and they're going to have lunch afterwards. So if that's what you want to do, do it. We're going to try to pull off a few, you know, bigger events, if you will, this summer. We're going to try to keep people safe. We're going to wait until it's the right time, but we're not going to not be together. We're going to try to facilitate us continuing to be together. We grow best when we are in groups. Listen to me. I shared this a few, maybe it's a few months ago. Gosh, it seems like time's flying, but I talked in, when I was talking through the book of Philippians this past spring, I talked about friendship. I talked about these two guys, Timothy and Epaphroditus, who were great friends to Paul. And if you remember the big idea from that Sunday, it was that we're supposed to be the friend. I think in a time like this, it's easy to stay in your house and go, man, nobody wants to be my friend. Nobody invites me to stuff. You see people on Facebook or Instagram doing things and you go, man, why didn't I get invited? I'm telling you, in order to have a great summer, we've got to gather together. We grow best in groups. And that starts with you, not the other person, you being the friend and saying, let's do something. Of course, when it's safe, of course, when you feel comfortable, you do that for you, but just don't spend the whole summer by yourself. We're going to try to create a few ways for us to do that this summer. More details to come. Number three, serve. Okay. By the way, pause. Look at this truck. Do you know what that truck means? That means a cool 72 degrees in that gym. This whole school is getting air conditioning right now. And so when we do get to go back in there, the angels will sing and so will I that it is not going to be blazing hot in there. Somebody, I don't know, give me an amen in the comments. never mind. number three, serve. Okay. Adopt a nurse. It's going great. We still want to adopt more nurses. We still want more of you to adopt a nurse. It's growing and it's been a great thing. We want to keep serving people. Number two, something coming up. We're calling it Hope in a Box. We've talked with Goshen Lane about some families who are in need from our school that we meet in. And we're going to have a team of people who put together these kind of care kits with essentials, and we're going to go and deliver them to those families. We're excited about that. That'll be happening sometime in June. In August, the first week of August, August 3rd, we're partnering with GRIN, Gahanna Residents in Need, and we are going to be packaging lunches for families in Goshen Lane and three other schools who their families are on free reduced lunch during the school. So in the summer, a lot of these kids don't have lunch. So we are going to partner with them. We're going to package the meals. We're going to serve them. Hopefully at that point, it'll be even more kind of open, we hope. But regardless of what happens with the coronavirus and all that, we're going to do it in a safe way. So August 3rd through the 8th, we're going to have a significant opportunity to serve our city. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. He is the model for us. If we exist as a church and we just kind of stay to ourselves and hoard our money and hoard our energy, we're the opposite of a church. It's just not what we set out to do. So listen, if you have ideas, we're not the only ones with ideas. If you have ideas on ways that we can serve our city, serve somebody in our city, will you please let us know? John Scott, our Connections pastor, and Mackenzie Davis, our local impact director, they want to know what your ideas are, and we're going to do them. We have more time this summer. We're not going to be here as much. So we've got more time this summer to do things for our community. And so if you have an idea, you need to tell us, and we're going to be excited about kind of rallying some people around your idea and making it happen. The fourth one is love. The fourth one is love, and this is the one that I'm very excited about. I'm excited about all of them, but I've kept this one for last on purpose. When Jesus' disciples were around him, after Jesus had been talking to them for years, he said, sorry, got sidetracked, didn't know where I was going. Here we are, love. When Jesus' disciples were sitting around him after Jesus had been talking to them for years, they said to Jesus, "Jesus, tell us the one thing. If we forget everything else, what's the one thing you want us to remember?" And he said, "The greatest commandment is this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength." And if you're anything like me, when you hear that question, you go, "Sounds good. I'd like to do it. How? How? I can't see God, can't touch God, don't even know where God is necessarily, right? It can almost feel abstract. Love God with all my heart, my soul, my mind, my strength. Like, what does that look like actually?" And what it looks like actually is the best way to love God in heaven is to love people on earth. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. The best way to love God in heaven is to love people on earth. And we just have a unique opportunity right now in our country to be the hands, the feet, and the love of Christ to people. We just do. It's just in the same way that this is the most unique season of our life as it relates to being quarantined and not being able to go out to eat, it is the most unique season of our life in that we have a chance to go and love people who, I'm telling you, are more open than ever to what is the difference that God makes in your life. Here's what I want you to do. This is a very practical thing. I'm excited about doing this, and I want you to join me in doing this. I want you to go to Google Maps or your map website of choice, MapQuest perhaps. Here, let's keep going because that air conditioner is right there. Okay, go to Google Maps or Apple Maps or MapQuest, Ask Jeeves, whatever you need to do, and Google your address. And I want you to take a screenshot or draw a circle of like 100 yards from in your around your house, wherever you live. Mine looks like this. This is my house. And there are 11 other houses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There are 11 other houses within 100 yards of my house. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know all of their names. I don't even know if I've met. I don't know if I've even met all of them, but I don't know all of their names, and I'm going to spend this summer trying to love these 11 houses. And I was reading something recently. What it looks like for me to love these houses is not, do I get to August 15 and did I tell every one of them about God? It's, do I get to August 15 and have I listened to every one of them with God in mind? In other words, do I know if God is at work in the lives of these people, with or without me involved? Like, do I know? Do I know? This is, I won't share his last name right here. Dean. This is Dean. He's from Trinidad and Tobago. He's got a couple of grandkids. He and his wife just had surgery, and she's been quarantined for longer than we have. And I'm just going, I actually don't know if God is at work in Dean's life. And I just believe that Three Creeks, we have a unique opportunity to just go meet somebody, get to know their name, ask them questions about their life, and discover, is God at work in this person's life? And God, do you want me to play a part in it? It isn't that complicated. It's far more simple than we make it out to be. I'm not asking you to go door to door, handing out tracts, saying, do you believe you're going to heaven or hell? It's not how I want us to do this. How I want us to do this is, can we figure out a way to just meet every single one of these people and get to know their names and maybe get to the point where we can ask them some questions about their life and get to the point where we're asking them, learning about them with God in mind. Is God at work in these people's lives? I think if you get to the end of the summer and you did that, I think we nailed it. I think Three Creeks, this could be the best. This could be the summer where we've lived most like the church than any summer of your life. And it starts, I think, with going to Google Maps and drawing a circle around where you live and going, do I know these people? And is God at work in their life? That would be a tremendous way to love them. Three Creeks, next week, June 7, we're starting Chasing Wisdom. I want you to have a journal, and I want you to know it's going to kind of come at you differently. We're going to post it at 12:01 a.m. every single Sunday morning. It's going to be kind of sent to you or communicated to you in a way that kind of wherever you want to listen to it, you want to watch it, it's going to be available. It's going to be a great summer, and I can't wait to be together. Goshen Lane, show it one more time. Look at these good old days, man. We used to own these parts. These are the streets we used to roam. We'll be back. We really will. We're going to be back. We're going to take a little bit longer online. We're going to gather some as we do it. But between now and then, go love somebody. Come on, let's go be the church. Have a great week. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Three Creeks Church Podcast. To find out more about our church, to give online, or to attend a service, visit threecreekschurch.com.